got some money to spend tonight.
Some weekends feel like they're just longer than others. Last week was that way for me. This week has been slightly lighter, but we've made it to the end, so now we're ready for the weekend. Yay.
And joining us on the KRDU Newsline, as he does every Friday to kick off our weekend, at least, Jonathan Toman with Peak Radar. And Jonathan, what's going on this weekend across Southern Colorado?
Well, good morning, Shannon and Andrew. Happy almost weekend. And I would say that we're marching into a new month. Ha ha.
Well, I see what you did there.
Lots of fun events. Yeah, it's really easy to pick up on that one, I think. With lots of great events happening, as per usual, over the weekend. And I've got, in fact, six this morning to mention for you guys and for the community to check out this weekend. So we'll start with something that is actually running today and tomorrow. And it is a combination event from the Colorado Springs Philharmonic and Rocky Mountain Women's Film. They're calling it their Film Harmonic Series. And they're showing the video, the movie first, is called Itzhak, that they're showing today and tomorrow. It's part of the monthly virtual film series. They'll have one a month through May, in fact. And the documentary looks beyond the sublime, world-renowned violinist, Itzhak Perlman, to see the polio survivor and the young man who struggled to be taken seriously as a music student when schools saw only his disability. So that is the first of a few videos of movies that they'll be showing as part of the Film Harmonic series. You can purchase single film tickets or buy a series pass to watch them all over the next few months. So virtual films to check out today and tomorrow. The Manitou Springs Heritage Center is presenting C.H. Rocky and Love Songs of Middle Time, which is a live online presentation that will be by David Ball. To learn more about, of course, Manitou Springs' legendary artist, writer, and illustrator, Charles H. Rocky, who passed away a few years ago. Roma Ransom will be live at Pikes Peak Brewing Lager House in conjunction with Rocky Mountain Highway Music Collaborative. That'll be Sunday at noon. It's their first live performance of the year. Granted, there'll be still some adjustments as far as masks are required and audience is required to stay a certain amount from the stage, and the indoor seating is limited, but we've got some live music happening at Pikes Peak Brewing Lager House along with Rocky Mountain Highway. So Roma Ransom, that pairing of local musicians, will be up and running at noon on Sunday. Also on Sunday, the 8th Annual Multicultural Black History Program will be at 4 p.m. In-person tickets, it's at Stargazers, are actually sold out, but the virtual link will still be available. They'll be honoring Black history through music, dance, poetry, fashion, reenactment, and tributes. So a fun event Sunday afternoon. The final two, the Moose is Loose community event has been running in downtown Woodland Park for the last few weekends, and this is the final weekend of the moose being loose, if you will. And this weekend is a taste of the Woodland Park community. So there'll be opportunities to check out favorite restaurants or new watering holes, along with the Woodland Park Art Walk and Food Truck Rally as part of the 27th and 28th. So if you want to shoot up into the mountains, the Moose is Loose is a good opportunity to do so. And finally, space has been in the news a lot, and so I wanted to mention Common Wheel's ongoing show at the Common Wheel Artists Co-op in Manitou Springs. It's called Space, an Exploration of Out-of-This-World Art. That actually runs through the end of March, and there's all kinds of photography, sculpture, pen and ink, acrylic paint, all with the theme, of course, of space. So if Perseverance has got you kicking for some more space content, Common Wheel is a good place to be over the next few weeks.
Awesome. Well, we are looking forward to all of that. And if anyone wants more information about all of these events, plus much more into the future, where can we go and find that there, Jonathan?
PeakRadar.com is the place to find anything and everything, plus more that I didn't mention. In addition to PeakRadar.com/virtual, if you're still only honed in on those online events that you can do from home.
All right. A lot of dazzling events that are slated for us.
I aim to dazzle, Shannon.
I know. Give us some jazz hands virtually. Jazz hands.
Well, consider us radio jazz fully hands. Dazzled.
Jonathan Toman, thank you so much.